Good afternoon. This is John Thomas. As you know, or you certainly should know, I wrote a book entitled You Can Live It Any Weight You Choose. And you find this difficult to believe because there you are, 30 or 40 or 50 or 20 pounds overweight or too heavy, and you can't imagine weighing that amount of weight less. Just you can't believe it. Well, I'm here to tell you it's true, and I'm explaining the problem and how to solve the problem. And let me tell you up front, this is free. I do not want any of your money. Save your money. You'll need it for a new wardrobe. Look, let's start out with the fundamental issue that it is you who made yourself fat. It wasn't fast food restaurants. It wasn't hydrogenated corn syrup. It wasn't anything. It was just you. Now, why would you do this? You didn't want to make yourself unhappy. So why you put food in your mouth? That's all eating is. Food in your mouth, you taste it, you chew it, and you swallow it. You certainly didn't want that food in your system. Because once it's in your system, that's what makes you fat. You didn't want to do that. So what did you really want? Why were you doing this? The fact of the matter is, you wanted the food in your mouth. Just your mouth. You can taste it and chew it. Why? Why would you do this? Because the food makes you feel better. When you're down, you're depressed, you're anxious, you're nervous, you're concerned, you're fearful of something, what is the first thing you do? You reach out, you get some food, and you put it in your mouth. Maybe it's chocolate, maybe it's ice cream, maybe it's pizza or fried chicken, whatever, cake, pie. But that's why you did it, because it makes you feel better. It was an emotional need. You had a need, but an emotional need. It makes you feel better. And when you're happy, you love to put food in your mouth. It makes you happier. There's negative emotional reactions and positive emotional reactions. You all know what they are. But food solves your problem. Not food per se. It's food you put in your mouth. Now think about what you've done. Let's say you tell people that you have a big appetite, or you love food, or you're always hungry, but you weigh too much. So you know that none of those things is true. What do you think it means when you say you have a big appetite? Keep in mind, all eating is putting food in your mouth, tasting it, chewing it, and swallowing it. If you don't want the food in your system, then you certainly don't have a big appetite. What you're really saying, you're saying, I really have to get the food in my mouth, and I need a lot of it. I need a lot of that food in my mouth. When you say you're hungry, and you weigh 30 or 50 pounds too much, what are you really saying? You're saying, I need to get that food in my mouth. When you say you love food, what are you saying? I need to get that food in my mouth. I love the way it makes me feel. You don't just love the way it makes you feel. You need the way it makes you feel. This whole thing is an emotional issue. Oh, John, that's not possible, of course. Come on, I don't have an emotional problem. I'm not saying you have an emotional problem. I'm saying food satisfies an emotional need you have to feel better, to not feel anxious. Whatever it is, it's what you put in your mouth. You know, let me demonstrate it to you. Do a test. You don't get a grade in this. It's just for you. Now let's say that you believe that your downfall is due to a certain food. Let's say for fun it's chocolate or ice cream or pie. I don't care what it is. Pizza, pasta. Okay, now close your eyes. When you do this test, you're all alone. You're not in jeopardy. Just close your eyes and fix on the food that you believe is causing you all your problems. Think about it. Is it chocolate? Whatever it is, just get it in your mind. Think about how delicious that food is in your mouth and how good it makes you feel. Think about it for a second. Now, once you think about the food and you have it firmly in your mind, you say, man, I love chocolate or whatever it is. Now I want you to imagine, pretend, that this food is gone from the planet. You will never, ever be able to taste it again. Let's say it's chocolate. Let's say it's ice cream. Let's say whatever it is. Maybe all the cocoa trees have burnt down, whatever. And you say to yourself, I am never going to get this food again. No matter what happens, that's your promise. Accept that. Now, is your reaction going to be, gee, I'm so happy. Thank goodness I don't have to get any more chocolate, any pie or ice cream. Because now, since it was my downfall, and now I'll never have it again, I'm going to be thin. Or are you really saying, oh my God, what am I going to do without my, whatever it is, my fix, my need? You're going to get nervous. And you say to yourself, I need a substitute. I need something as close to this food as I can get, as close to chocolate or ice cream or pie, whatever. I need the sweetness, I need the fat, I need the sour, I need whatever it is, I need the bacon. Whatever it is, you're saying to yourself, I'm going to get a substitute. I'm going to get something else. The minute you say that and you come to this realization, you understand it's not your attachment to the food. It's your need for what the food does for you. It's the emotional reaction. It's the satisfaction. What makes you feel good. When you're nervous, it helps you to relax. What do you do when you're watching television? You feel good, you put something in your mouth. You're not hungry. You don't need the food for nourishment. That's what you do. So all eating, all other than for nourishment, is for emotional reasons. You don't want to deal with that. You say, oh, John, come on, I don't have an emotional problem. I'm not a jerk. I'm a responsible adult. Fine. I'm not saying you have an emotional problem. I'm saying that's how you're built. That's how things are. That's what the food is doing for you. It gives you the emotional satisfaction you need. Now let's talk about diets. Keep in mind what diets do. I don't have a knock on diets, but they're all flawed. They're all a joke. Why? Every diet, I don't care what it is, says to you, okay, you can't have this food anymore or that food, or we want you to eat a certain new food or other food, or you can't have as much of the food as you want. Now, keep in mind that all the food you're eating is for emotional reasons, other than for nourishment. It's for emotional reasons. How you make you feel is what satisfies your emotional needs. That's what it is. So now when a diet comes along and says to you, I'm sorry, Mary or John, you can't have this food anymore. Well, that's crazy. Why? Because it's an emotional need you have. So you may do it for a while, but that's why people fall off diets. Because all diets, without exception, are based on some sort of emotional deprivation. It is not just taking the food away from you. It's taking away what the food does for you and how it makes you feel. If you're on a diet, you're doing it for a short period of time. That's why people, almost everybody, falls off diets. Why would you fall off a diet if it's helping you? Because you can't stand it. Emotionally, you can't handle it. Remember, every diet, without exception, is based on some sort of emotional deprivation. They're taking foods away from you which are essential to your emotional well-being. That's why all diets are flawed and just essentially a waste of time. You can do whatever you want. However, if you had any luck on diets, not a chance. You wouldn't be listening to this. Remember, the fundamental issues you have to grasp is that the food you're putting in your mouth and making yourself fat with is not just for nourishment. It's what the food does for you emotionally. It's how it makes you feel. You don't believe this? Really, you should. But if you don't, next time you put any food in your mouth, I don't care why you're doing it, see how it makes you feel. I know it tastes good. You wouldn't be doing this. How does it make you feel? Then pretend you're not going to put the food in your mouth. And sooner or later, you're going to get nervous. You will. Because it's an emotional need. It satisfies it. That's what the food does. If you ate just for nourishment, you wouldn't be overweight. You say, okay, I need 2,000 calories today or 1,800 or whatever it is. You could eat those many calories, that'd be the end of it. It wouldn't be a problem. You wouldn't be fat. We'll discuss how to eliminate the problem, how to solve the emotional need you have without putting all that stuff in your mouth. But understand this, when I say crack the code, I'm deadly serious. And again, I don't want any money for it. This is free. Keep all your money. You will need it for a new wardrobe. The reason you're fat is because you are trying to satisfy the emotional needs with food. The reason the diets won't work, and you're never, ever going to get thin dieting. I don't care what you do, because all diets are based on emotional deprivation. They're taking things away from you that you need for emotional reasons. Look, this is John Thomas. We'll continue this further. Stick with me. We'll go over all this in subsequent podcasts. Goodbye.